boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So, quick check-in, Taylor, because it is January 31st, and it's, been a wee bit of a time since I've asked you. How's your New Year's resolution going?
What if I was like, I actually have read the book?
I would be so excited for you.
It's about a murder.
I would be so happy. I'd probably start crying.
Do you want me to tell you what it was about?
Shut up. Did you actually read it? I'm going to start crying.
No.
No,
I didn't read it.
Got the tissue out for nothing.
I pulled up the Spark Notes. It actually sounds like it probably would have been an interesting book.
Were you going to lie to me and say that you read the book based on Spark Notes? Yeah. See, here's the thing. I would have believed you because I haven't read the book yet.
I know. And that's why I knew I could get away with it.
You should have just done that.
But, as soon as you said you were going to cry, I didn't want that to happen. So I changed my mind about lying. So, no, I did not accomplish my New Year's resolution.
But you read the Spark Notes. You're at least moving along.
Well, I didn't read all of it. I read the first two paragraphs. Because also, whatever this website is, you have to pay to read the rest of the
Hold up. They're
summary.
Charging us now to read Spark Notes?
Yeah. Well, this is
super
summary.
Oh, these poor
summary.
Kids of America now.
Seriously.
We had it free back in, when was I in school?
2015.
2014.
So yeah, I failed. I did not complete my New Year's resolution that Destiny gave me to read a book. Actually, I can give you this book back. It never made it out of my work bag until this moment.
You're excited to give me this book back.
Yeah, thank God, because it's like a brick in my bag. but I did. I didn't lie, I guess. That's a win. I thought about lying and I didn't. So, yay me.
Oh my God. Okay, well, an update for my New Year's resolution because I'm a better person than you.
You tried. I did. I never tried once.
You gave me a goal to be 15 minutes early to an event once a week, and then I nailed that right away. So then it was be 15 minutes early to everything, which, I'll be honest with you, I would say I accomplished that 60 to 70% of the time.
That sounds about right.
I wasn't always on time to everything. Even went out on a date for the movies, and I was late for that on Sunday. So picked him up late. So
I will say, I do think it made you more conscious because the 15 minutes early is excessive, but then you would actually show up on time to stuff. You would be like 2 minutes early, which technically is still not.
No, yeah.
Doing the resolution, but I feel like it maybe helped you grow a new habit.
No, I didn't. You're 100% right. I didn't realize how late I constantly am until you made me set this New Year's resolution. I've been going by life and not noticing this thing, and now I realize it's a problem. So thank you, and I will, I don't know, maybe continue this.
I was going to say, tomorrow's February 1st. That's going right down the garbage drain.
I am so
going
to be late to work tomorrow.
I think you deserve it.
Suck it, bosses. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
She learned so much, clearly.
I'll be in the HR office tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
So we were just talking about our New Year's resolutions that we set for each other. I set a New Year's resolution for you, Taylor, to read a book.
Failed.
You failed hardcore.
Didn't even try, actually.
Yeah,
so
didn't.
Can it be a failure if you don't try?
Yes. You asked me to be 15 minutes early to everything. I would say I accomplished that about 60, 70%. But then I also personally set some New Year's resolutions for myself.
Yeah, we did this because you are... I love one of those people that's like, New Year, new me. I have to better myself.
And I set a couple of them. I set a New Year's resolution to write in a journal every single night or as much as I could.
Which I would like to steal still.
There's some juicy stuff in there.
Sell to the media. AKA, I'm going to come to work and just read it on the radio.
If one day it sounds like Taylor's reading a diary, she is. It's my diary. And it's juicy. It is so juicy in there. I've been doing that every once in a while, but I've accomplished that, and I'm probably going to still continue to do that. I said that I wanted to hang out with a friend once a month. I've been doing that as well.
It's only been 1 month.
Thank you. I'm accomplishing so much. And I wanted to read a book. I failed that one, so we're going to try it again for February. But now I'm thinking instead of just setting one for a whole year, I want to start setting goals for every month. So I've got a goal for February.
Okay.
And that is, I want to try foods that I know I hate, and I want to see, do I still hate them?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good...
Because your taste buds change.
Totally.
Like, I used to hate broccoli. Now I love broccoli.
Right. Like, when you're little, a lot of, like, cooked vegetables, yes. You didn't like them. Now you know how to season them, you know how to cook them, and your exactly. taste buds change.
Okay, so I'm going to try sweet potatoes in the month of February.
Okay, love that, because you always dog on me for eating sweet potatoes. I love them.
They are disgusting.
You're doing absolutely it wrong. Disgusting. You're trying the wrong things, I'm convinced.
So I'm going to try them again this month to see if maybe, just maybe, my taste buds have changed, or maybe I was making them wrong. We're going to try that out for the month of February. Okay. Okay. And I'm going to try white milk again. I have for many, many, many years said I hated it. I only like chocolate milk. But the last time I had white milk, I tried to make it better. So I put sugar in it. And it's nasty. Don't do that, by the way.
That's gross. That's really gross. I also don't like milk. I've never really liked it, I don't think. But
it's gross.
Drink it, because when we were kids, it was like, drink milk to have strong bones.
Make your bones better, yeah.
I think the only way you could get me to drink milk is if it also came with an entire pack of Oreos.
Oh, I was thinking if you put Nesquik, I think is how you say it.
To make it chocolate milk?
Yeah.
I don't think that counts anymore. Then you're just drinking chocolate milk.
It started out white, and then you just happened to add a bonus thing into it, and now it's chocolate milk.
It seems like quite the workaround.
I still white milk to me.
Okay, so February resolutions.
Is try new foods and drink.
Sweet potatoes and white milk. Mm-hmm. Together, sounds like a pretty terrible combination.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
When's the last time that somebody checked in on you and said, Destiny, how you doing?
Ooh, good question. I do have a friend that we do daily updates with each other, but she's just trying to get the tea out of my dating life, so...
Oh.
There's that.
Okay. Well, who would have thought that we could be relying on Elmo to check in on how we're doing?
Did he call you?
No, he did not. Elmo apparently has a Twitter account, which...
I did not know that.
I didn't know. He tweeted 2 days ago... Elmo is just checking in. How's everyone doing? Aww. I wish I could talk like Elmo. I just can't.
Try it. Elmo is just checking in. That's pretty good, though.
How's everybody doing? That's what he asked. And there are millions and millions of responses.
Wow, people responded to Elmo?
Yeah, just asking how everybody's doing. And I'm not going to lie to you. It got really, really sad.
Really, really fast.
Wait, really? Yeah. As of... yesterday, there was 137 million views on the tweet and tons of people responding. Buffalo Wild Wings responded.
What'd they say?
I don't know. T-Pain responded. Garfield. And
shut up.
The entire...
Are they all sad? Even T-Pain sad?
Most people were like, you know, Elmo, it's been a tough day.
Elmo didn't ask for this.
No.
Well, I mean, technically Elmo did.
He said, how is everybody doing? Some of the responses were, Elmo, I got a level with you, baby. We are fighting for our lives. Elmo, each day, the abyss we stare into grows a unique horror.
No.
One that was previously unfathomable in nature, our inevitable doom, which once accelerated in years or months, now accelerates in hours, even minutes. However, I did have a good grapefruit earlier. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Unbelievable. So that's kind of like the responses are sad. People are like, Elmo, I am barely
making it through today.
I am at my limit. Things are hard. I'm broke. I'm sad. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why we chose Elmo to take it out on, but we did.
But we trust him, man.
We
grew up with him. I would do the same thing to Barney.
Okay, fair enough.
I would give it all to Barney and who's that one Blue's Clues guy? If he asked me how I am, I would let it all out with some 100%. Tissues and everything.
Well, the president now has responded because this is that big.
The president?
The president of the United States.
What is he saying?
Responded to it and basically was just backing him up being like, you know what, Elmo, thank you. And this is what we need to be doing. We need to check on each other.
Okay.
Sometimes it's going to be a bad response. Other times it's going to be good. But thank you, Elmo.
For your service. Has Elmo said anything after, or has he gone silent because he was not expecting all the sadness?
I don't think he's been able to check in on every single person, but I'm going to guess he's very, very busy since he's asked everybody how they're doing.
Well, if Elmo would have asked me, I would tell him this, because I had a bad day today too, Elmo.
What did you say? What would you say to him?
Well, so can you read the tweet to me one more time? And I'll respond to Elmo.
Elmo,
can you do it as Elmo?
Elmo is just checking in.
That's so bad.
How's everybody doing?
Well, Elmo, I went for a walk today, and I didn't know that there was a giant puddle right in front of me, and it splashed all over me. And now my pants are wet.
Oh.
I'm going to sit with wet pants.
And I bet he would answer and be like, stop lying. You just wet your pants.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I think everybody is fully aware at this point that it is political season. Because it's every other commercial you see on TV. But can you imagine waking up one day and finding out, wait a minute, I'm running for president?
How does that even happen?
It's happening.
I would like to really know that.
I don't know how you... I'm stupid, okay? I don't know how anybody ends up on a ballot, but someone is on a ballot without ever even meaning to be. And this is...
I guess I don't even know how you would get yourself on one to begin
That's
with.
That's what
that
I'm saying.
I don't even know.
I don't know the normal process, but this was not supposed to happen. There's a 39-year-old woman in Colorado. Her name is Crystal Gable, and she just found out she's running for president, and she is...
And she didn't put herself on it.
No, she is not happy about this. So she's from Colorado. She's a marijuana activist. It's legal there. She's run for political office before.
Oh, okay.
But she was in this Facebook group called the Legal Marijuana Now Party. And I guess the people in the Facebook group nominated her.
Oh, my God.
Without her permission. So now she's going to be on the ballot in Minnesota's primary for that Legal Marijuana Now party. And the reason she found out, get this, because again, she's in this Facebook group, but how many Facebook groups are you in that you like don't really keep up
with? I'm in a bajillion.
She found out because she has like Google alerts set up where if something happens with your name on Google,
cool,
where there's, I don't know, tons of articles written about you. That's why she got an alert saying that her name was going to pop up on Minnesota's ballot on March 5th. And it's too late to have it removed now.
So she has to go with it.
She's doing an anti-campaign saying, please do not vote for me.
Is she really doing an anti-campaign?
Yes. She's like, I didn't want this. You guys, please don't vote for me.
I feel like that is so you. You, if that happened to you, you'd be like doing an anti-campaign. You'd be like, please don't vote for me. I'm going to be the worst person ever. You'd be like, look at me. I'm a mess. Like, I would embrace it. I would be the complete opposite. I'd be like, okay, I guess I'm doing this thing.
I know, yeah, because she could have been like, well, I guess it's a sign that I was maybe supposed to. But instead, yeah, she's taken my approach, which is like, you guys, knock it off. Nobody wants
this. So
is
her slogan, don't vote for me.
I don't know. If it's not.
Can you imagine it's a photo and then underneath it says, don't vote for me. And guess what? People are going to be so like, it's like when your parents tell you something and you want to do the opposite. People are so going to vote for you.
When you're told no, it just means you want to do it that much more.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Destiny is the person to go to if you have a life problem, if you need advice. You can email us, thosegirls@kzia.com. I am the responsible one who checks the email.
Mm-hmm.
And I relay whatever your message is to Destiny to then bless you with her advice.
Bless in capital letters.
Exactly. So if you're ready, we've got a message from...
I am absolutely ready.
A gentleman today.
Dear Destiny, I've been with my girlfriend for about 6 months and things have been really great up until recently. We always used to go out and about, have dinners, drinks with friends, but now she never wants to go out and do anything. What should I do?
Ooh. I love giving dating advice. That's my favorite advice to give. Okay. I think if she doesn't want to go out with you anymore, it's going to be too hard to convince her. You know what I mean? Like, if she's an indoor cat, she's an indoor cat.
Yeah, it sounds like he probably has been trying to ask and right. She's not into it.
So I think this is when it's acceptable to get a bonus girlfriend.
bonus girlfriend.
Yeah. You get a bonus girlfriend that you get to take out on dates, like to the movies, to dinner, bowling, whatever you want to do. It's your actual girlfriend doesn't want to do anymore. You get a bonus girlfriend and you go out with her.
Do you tell your girlfriend, like...
I mean, I guess if you want to.
The agreement?
You probably should, just to make her happy.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, it's probably cheating, right?
That's true. Okay. Yeah, okay, so you should tell her you're getting a bonus girlfriend, because that's what's going to happen if she doesn't want to go out with you anymore. So, bonus girlfriend.
Yeah. Get a girl to do the things that she doesn't want
yes.
to.
Yes.
Bonus girlfriend. That's a new word that I learned today. We would love to know what you think
like
about
it?
This. No, you know what? I think just more ideas, the better.
Oh, okay, I thought it was a great advice.
I think you're the only person that's going to think of bonus girlfriend. So I'd be curious what other people have to solve this issue. Help this guy out.
I'd like to see what they have.
His girlfriend doesn't like to go out and about anymore. Doesn't want to hit up the bars. Doesn't want to go to dinners. What should he do about this?
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
She's changing the world one piece of advice at a time.
You're darn tootin' right.
I am darn tootin' right. That's what Dear Destiny's for. And today we had an email on thosegirls@kzia.com, which you can always reach out to us to if you have a problem. Mm-hmm.
I solve it.
Yes, I read it.
I was going to say we, but it's me.
Yeah, I read the email and she does, you know, the rest of the hard work, I guess. This guy said that he's been with his girlfriend for about 6 months and things have been really, really great up until about recently. He kind of noticed that they used to do a lot of stuff together outside the house, dinners, movies, going out with friends. And more recently, she does not want to do anything. So he asked you what he should do.
And I said, you're not going to be able to convince her. Most likely. If you couldn't do it now, you're not going to do it later. So get yourself a bonus girlfriend. Somebody who's going to go on those dates with you. Who's going to go out with you. No harm, no foul.
Okay. What do you think she should do?
Well, I kind of somewhat agree with the other girlfriend thing. Being, a kind of a guy, I guess, that deals like kind of in that same situation.
Oh,
you thought that was bad advice. Look at that.
He sounded like he was speaking from experience, saying, I feel this guy.
You know what? You thought it was bad advice. I told you it was good advice. We had somebody who agreed with me.
I thought it was out there. Okay. That's what I'll say. It was out there. Quinn, what advice would you give this guy?
For him to kind of stick it out for a little bit. You know, some people go through a little bit of depression during this time of year in the summer or in the winter. And, you know, stick it out for a little while and see if, you know, spring or summer comes, if it gets better.
Melissa kind of said the same thing on Facebook. She said a lot of people have the winter blues and going out this time of year is already rough. So maybe she's just kind of a homebody during the winter.
I get that.
You got to think about that.
Yeah.
Eva, yikes, said break up with her. That she's never going to be
extreme.
Well, she's got a good point, though. She's never going to be more fun than she is right now. And if she's already boring and you still want to have fun, you got to find somebody who's not boring. Because, you know, you settle in to a relationship.
Yeah,
you get
true.
Overly comfortable. So maybe it's not meant to be, I guess. But Dan, completely opposite.
What'd Dan say?
He said, marry her.
He did, Dan, really?
Dan thinks that is wifey material.
All right, Dan.
So, I don't know. I guess we got to see what he's going to do.
I thought you were going to mention what Brian said.
What'd Brian say?
Buy her cheese. Girls love cheese.
You know what? Cheese is always the solution.
The
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls@kzia.com. Z102.9.
So we just had a Dear Destiny a couple minutes ago where this guy is a little frustrated because his girlfriend of 6 months doesn't really want to go out anymore for like dinners and drinks or hanging out with his friends. And I get that, right? Not all the time do you want to go out, though.
Oh, 100%. Especially, you know, after like everybody says the honeymoon phase, right? Where you're like super excited to go do things together and show off your new partner. But once you kind of like settle down, I feel like it's pretty normal to not want to be out so often.
No, 100%. But it's got me thinking about like, couldn't you, you know, you could also just go to dates at home too.
I'm so into that because I am very much that girl that it's like, I don't really want to leave the house unless it's
No, that's totally you. You're an indoor cat.
I am such an indoor cat, probably because I was so outdoors when I was in college. I was going out all the time, doing dinners with friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I had that part of my life where now I'm totally fine staying at home. And I think you can make home a date night still.
100%.
Just putting in, I don't know,
a little bit more effort.
A little effort. I feel like you still have to do something special, whether it's like picking up a bottle of wine, maybe something you don't do every night, or picking out a game to play.
Yes.
Or, I don't know, getting ingredients to make like a special dinner that you normally
wouldn't. Or it's not
just
Kraft mac and cheese that we've had three other nights of the week.
Right, yeah. I feel like New Year's Eve, I spent it at home, and I would kind of consider it a date with my boyfriend because we went out and we bought like crab legs to make at home. And
oh, that's a date. If
potatoes.
It's crab legs, it's a date.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We made like the Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, yum.
Did we get dressed up? Did we do all of the other date things? No, but I'm like, we put in a little effort. I would count this as a date 100%.
Was there candles?
No.
Well, see, you don't even need candles. I think candles would have been fun, but you don't even need that to make it like a fun like date. But I'm telling you, just the crab legs alone, you just had a date at home.
100%, and that's what it
felt
like.
You just upped the dinner just a little bit. I think even having steak, you just upped dinner, and now that's a date night at home.
Or a nice pasta, whatever it is. I feel like if you're like going, I don't know, the just little bit of an extra mile, then that kind of makes home a date night. And I think as you get older, it's kind of nice.
No, I always think I prefer dates more at home. Like, I would prefer we date at home.
Yes.
Like, just because for me, like, I always get, like, uncomfortable having somebody else pay for me, like, for a meal or for us to go bowling or whatever it is. I just personally get uncomfortable you paying for me. I get excited to pay for you, like, for us, like, if we went to a movie or something, I get excited to pay for you. But for me, it's always uncomfortable to have you pay for me. I don't know why, it just is.
I feel like you don't like to feel like you're in debt to somebody.
Yes,
like you kind of keep track, like, okay, oh my god, it's been three dinners and then we went bowling and oh my god, I know that this is a lot of money and at some point I have to do my part. It just gets expensive, so why not stay home?
No, 100%. And I just, like, for me, it's like I have just noticed I have always had way more fun in the home environment than out in the real world environment. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to do those. I think they're fun and I think that they can be every once in a while.
Yes.
And I would prefer that we did do them every once in a while and we dressed up for them so that they're like a special, like it's almost like prom. You know, I'm not saying we're going to go in a gown or anything. I'm not saying that. But like, okay, let's dress up for date night. Like previous relationships, it's like, oh, we would go to a restaurant and we'd maybe go see a movie or whatever. But like, we didn't do anything special about it. They just became
routine
restaurant and a movie. Mm-hmm. I want us to like go to a restaurant and a movie, and like we don't do that often, so we're dressing up for it. Like I'm gonna wear my fancy shirt I know you like, and you're gonna wear your fancy shirt you know I like, and we're gonna just dress so cute. Like I want that. And then most of our dates are at home because just dating at home is so much more fun. It's comfortable.
Well, yeah, it's comfortable because I am honestly
in your pajamas
looking pretty ugly for them.
So we're just talking about doing dates at home, and I really just feel like there's so much more fun. I'd rather just stay home and date you there than going to the bars or going to a restaurant or something. It's just so much more fun. I don't know what it is.
100%. I think the older that I've gotten, the more I appreciate being at
home. The little things.
The more I prefer to be at home.
Yes.
And I think you get a little bit more creative with the kind of things that you can do to make home feel like a date night.
Mm-hmm. I think you just, when you get older too, you just like, you don't need the big extravagant things anymore.
Right.
You just appreciate the little things. Crab legs at home like you have with your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I just want that. The little things.
Alyssa, do you have any ideas for at home date night?
So have you seen the TikTok thing where like you pick out a movie and you make like dinner that goes with the movie and a drink that goes with the movie and et cetera. And then you guys can sit down and have like a movie date at home.
No, but tell me more. So is the food like a food that's from the movie or just maybe something that would be inspired by the movie?
So the ones that I've seen have been like honestly Disney themed. So like or Harry Potter. So like they did like butterbeer and for Harry Potter, or they did like a Little Mermaid drink to watch Little Mermaid or something like that. But you could totally switch it up and do it for something else that goes with the movie.
I think they did it for, it was like the Parent Trap or something. And as the movie goes on, you eat whatever they're eating, like the grapes or whatever, while they're eating it in the movie. It's adorable.
So, I mean, that's something. And then you guys could make it together and eat it together and, like, have the time together. And it's not going to cost a lot of money. You can go to Dollar Tree and get a whole bunch of stuff.
100%. Have you done this before?
No, but I think I might now.
That sounds like the perfect
thing. Talked yourself into it. I love it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that seems easy. And they're talking about it, too. So it's not too bad.
She's like, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No kids this weekend. So that might be happening.
So this weekend is off. And then the weekend after that is the big, big weekend of the Super Bowl, which everybody's already been chiming in about. And, you know, my boyfriend was actually mentioning the other day that he was like thinking about the bets he's going to be making because he's super into that. And I'm like, 49ers, Chiefs, I don't know. Who's going to win? I don't know.
Don't ask me. I don't know sports.
However, I saw something that piqued my interest today, and that is Taylor Swift bets.
Ooh. Okay. You going to hit me with some of them?
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend I know, but go on.
There are some prop bets being offered. What does that mean? I have no idea, because I've never sports betted before, but maybe now I will.
It's obvious.
The first one is, will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor after the game?
And I've thought about it a couple of times, not going to lie. I really have. There are people who think that that Travis Kelce is one of those people that gets, like, he's one of those people that if he was at another wedding, he's like, gets so high on love that he would propose to her because he's so high on, like, just the atmosphere and stuff. So I think that some people think that that's what's going to end up happening at the Super Bowl. But where is he going to put the ring in his uniform? That's what I want to know. And I also don't think that he would want to. I think who Taylor is, she wants it private. She's a very private person. So I think she'd get a little ticked off that he did it to the whole universe.
There's no way he's going to do it.
So I'm going to say no.
Also, if they lose, nobody's going to propose after you just lost the Super Bowl. And they're the underdogs right now. So I don't think he's going to plan on that. Will Taylor be shown during the national anthem?
Yes.
100%.
Is it 100%. Reba McEntire?
I believe so.
Yes, because they want to see Taylor singing along with it or something. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be one of the moments that they do the crowd cut cameras, and she will absolutely be included in that. And then the last one as of right now is, will the MVP of the game mention Taylor?
Who's MVP?
Well, it's chosen after the game.
Oh, I don't know sports.
MVP is most valuable player. So
I know
this. Whoever has. Let me tell you about this.
What's an MVP? I wouldn't know. Yes, I knew what that was.
Whoever has the best.
I thought it was predetermined.
No. It'll be decided at the end of the game. It's always obviously somebody.
Is it just
somebody,
like, who played the best?
Pretty much. Who has the best stats? Whoever had the best game.
Okay. So it's probably the quarterback?
There's a list of people that are predicted, and Travis is at number 4 behind Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, and Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, Brock Purdy's going to be in it. Oh, he's a beautiful man. Okay.
Not the point, man.
Sorry.
Not the point. That's not what we're talking about here.
I got distracted by his beautifulness.
I think if Travis wins it, I still don't think he's going to mention her, and I don't think any of those other people are going to mention her
in
their moment.
No one's going to mention her. Nobody.
Yeah.
There's no reason to mention her. No disrespect. I love her. I'm a big fan, but there's no reason to mention her.
100%. Yeah. Those are the bets that are.
If anything, maybe a pun, which then I guess, would that be mentioning her?
I don't know. I guess it doesn't say mention by name.
We knew all too well that we were going to
win. They're not doing that. There's no way they're doing that.
Oh, you don't see that? I do see that.
It's just too predictable. I don't see it.
I could see that happening.
But now I kind of want to, like, bet on these and maybe be rich from it.
Ooh.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Not gonna lie, anytime I see Gwyneth Paltrow's name in a headline, I kind of roll my eyes. She's an oddball. She's put out weird candles, weird products. And I don't know. I she's very unserious to me. And today I saw that she was talking about having a coach that helps her out, who helps her express her feelings, especially when it comes to anger. And what he encouraged her to do was order a plastic bat off Amazon. And then when she's really feeling stuck with her anger, he told her to hit stuff with it.
Okay.
She said it's been a really great way for her to learn how to let out negative feelings in a physical way after being told for
years. She's not hitting other people with it, right?
No.
Just things.
She didn't mention what she's hitting. I can only assume it's like, I don't know, stuff outside or she has a special
room.
Can you
imagine being her neighbor? Oh, there she is again.
Good old Gwyneth with her plastic bat. What's she doing today? So that's her healthy way of dealing with anger, which has me thinking a little bit. I'm like, okay, first of all, would I do this? Yeah. I always get so jealous of people when they go to like...
the rage rooms?
Rage rooms.
I've always wanted to go to one.
I have dreamt of going to one. I was really jealous when my sister did one. She said it was like really therapeutic. Just like whacking stuff.
Did she go angry? Because I feel like I could just go even if I wasn't angry and it would be therapeutic.
I think she went like post breakup.
Oh my God, I should have done
that. She was going through it and she went with a girlfriend of hers and she said it was super awesome. But that's
not... We should have rage rooms at work.
We should. Let's make it your desk. I'm gonna walk up to your desk and just whack stuff off of it with a plastic bat. You just wait. No, that's not normally how I would probably deal with anger. It's gonna sound weird because I'm not really like a physically angry person. I feel like if I'm mad, my first thought is to shower.
Okay.
If I'm at home, obviously I can't do that. If I'm at work and I get upset,
hot or cold?
Hot. Always. I always like a hot shower, like burning my skin hot. I don't know why I do that. I feel like showers just make me feel
better.
They're
comfortable.
In general. Yeah. I like feeling clean and sometimes I'm like, oh, let me just wash this like bad
lights
mood
on or off
of me. Ooh.
I always take a shower with the lights off. Every single time. Doesn't even matter if it's like 10 o'clock at night, lights are off.
Oh no, I don't think I've done that. That would probably calm me down a little bit. But that would be my first thought if I'm really angry is like, okay, I'm going to shower. I guess if I need to cry, I can do it in there. Nobody's going to see me because I really don't cry much unless I'm angry. I'm an angry crier because I'm so upset. I would shower be my way of getting rid of my anger. What about you?
I definitely go immediately into crying. So that's the first thing I do. But where I need to go or what I need to do, cry first. And I need to like isolate myself. Into the smallest like location or smallest room as possible.
Okay.
I just need to be like as alone as humanly possible. So I would, if I had like a comfortable closet to like sit in, I would do that, but I don't have a comfortable closet to sit in. So I always just go to my car. I feel like my car has always been my safe space. It's quiet. It's just like somewhere that's just like, it's small. It's just me. And three other seats, but it's just me in there.
What are you doing in there? Just sitting?
Just sitting, because I can't go for a drive. It's not safe for me to go for a drive. I am very, like, just not there. So I don't like to go for a drive. I like to just sit in my car.
And just, like, try to calm yourself down? Or do you...
Nothing. With peace and quiet.
Okay.
I like to just sit in my car.
And that makes you feel better.
It makes me feel better. Sometimes I do that at really... I don't know if you do... I do this, too, after long days of work. Or, like, just days that, like, were mentally exhausting for me. I just sit in my car.
Oh,
peace
yeah.
and quiet. I just need peace and quiet in the car.
Sometimes you just need that 5 minutes before you go inside. You're like, I need this moment to let some steam out before I go inside and see the people.
All right. Now I'm thinking I need a bat in my car.
Oh, I don't.
No,
I don't think.
I'm thinking the Gwyneth thing is a genius thing. You do need a bat. Can you imagine my neighbor seeing me in my car? And I'm like hitting a bat on the steering wheel.
I would suggest you call the police.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You know how it is when you're scrolling on Facebook and you see a quiz that says,
what flavor of ice cream are you?
Based on your zodiac sign, you're going to click it every time.
Because I want to know if I'm strawberry.
Yeah, and I want to know if I'm salted caramel. I don't know. We're doing that right now on the radio. Not ice cream, but we have every zodiac sign's biggest turnoff for the year. But I have been withholding the information from Destiny about what her sign's biggest turnoff or ick is, I guess, for this year.
I'm excited.
So I feel like I have to start with yours, if that's okay.
Please do.
Destiny is an Aquarius.
Everybody else can wait.
Okay,
I was here first.
Well, you know what? Her birthday's coming up. She's an Aquarius. So this is for you and all of the other
Aquariuses.
Upcoming Aquarii, if you would. I don't know what I'm saying. Your biggest turnoff is codependence. Let me tell you more about this, okay? Apparently, Aquariuses, okay. Aquarii, cannot hang with a Klingon or a controlling partner. They need a partner that can stand on their own and allow them time and space and patience and encouragement. I'm not, this was written out. I'm not saying this. They need that time, space, patience, and encouragement to be as weird as they please. And
hey,
as
we
free,
are weird.
As free as they need. I was like, bingo. I do think that this is probably one of your biggest icks.
No, 100%.
It's definitely up there if it's not your biggest one.
No, 100%. Like, let me be me.
You do you, boo.
You can follow along.
Yeah, join us or be against us is kind of the vibe.
No, 100%. Does that mean I should just be a single Pringle for 2024?
Well, I don't know. That's when I first saw
codependence. Because that's kind of the vibe I'm getting from that.
I think the emphasis is on Klingon / controlling. You need somebody that lets you have your time and your space.
No, 100%.
And lets you be you.
I like my own individuality. I like to be my own individual person. Mm-hmm. You can follow along.
Or find somebody new. So Aquariuses, stay away from the codependence because that's your biggest turnoff. Now me, is it about me now?
How many people are like texting their boyfriends right now? I am breaking up with you.
So this is not going to work. Okay, so I'm gonna do myself now.
Ooh, Pisces.
For my fellow Pisces folks. Our biggest turnoff for this year is gaslighting. Let me tell you more, okay? Pisces folks are supernaturally perceptive. They can see ghosts. They can sense tension. They can smell hard feelings. We can read the room, okay?
You really can.
I have a sixth sense, and I can confirm that. And Pisces don't like when our intuition is undermined by people saying, oh, I don't think you're remembering that right, or you're crazy. Or
don't test me. Got it, okay? Uh-huh.
It confuses our sense of self and our ability to respond authentically, and it scrambles our Care Bear spirits.
Aww.
So don't be gaslighting the Pisces in your lives because
okay,
we're
I'll
not
gaslight
handling it.
Like a Leo or something. Yeah. Got it.
Try somebody else. Okay. Okay, I'll give you one more. 40-54.
What are they?
95-21 and Casey are all Cancers. Very popular with the Cancers this evening. Your guys' biggest turnoff for the year is small talk.
Yeah. Sorry, we are not talking to any Cancers this year. Got it.
They can't.
I gotta look up those birthdays because I can't remember when Cancers are.
Here's the thing. They're July-ish, late June.
Okay, staying away from all Cancers.
Early July.
I don't want to tick them off or anything.
Well, here's the thing, and I think you might eat your words here. Small talk is their biggest turnoff because they are way too deep of people. They have very complex emotions. So
they want like longer, deeper conversations?
They want to go deep with people.
Just kidding. I'm back to you, Cancers. You are my people now.
They don't have time for like the frivolous, like, oh, what do you do for work? Like they want to jump right into the serious topics.
They
want to
talk about childhood trauma and stuff. Okay.
Exactly. They would like to trauma
call
dump.
Call me, Cancers.
I think you.
I need to find a Cancer to become friends with.
You just found your new best friend. You can learn a lot about a person just by their zodiac sign, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be that girl that's like, oh my God, what's your sign? But I'm asking because we can tell you what your biggest turnoff is based on your zodiac sign, and 5772 is a Leo.
Good. I was going to ask about a Leo.
So their biggest turnoff in 2024, what they're not going to deal with is spinelessness.
And you're like, that?
What does that mean? They don't have a spine? No. They can't deal with spinelessness because Leos are very much leaders and they like to defend the people that they care about.
Okay.
So they are very proud about that they'll stick up for anybody, that they are leading people, and they really can't stand, I want to say, weaklings, people that aren't able to
help back them up.
Yeah. Like back them up, stand up for what's right in their mind.
Okay.
People who just like fold basically. So spinelessness, Leo's not going to have that this year.
Okay.
Anita texted us because she is a Gemini, and her and all the other Geminis' biggest turnoff is inflexibility, because Geminis change their minds and their plans and their opinions and their loyalties a lot. and very quickly.
Okay.
So they need friends and partners that are able to go with the flow and let them do their thing, go through their changes. So inflexibility, it's not going to work for the Geminis this year. I do want to tell you about Libra.
Why?
I don't know if you know any. I just think it's funny.
I do know a Libra, yes.
I don't know any Libras, and I'm kind of glad because their biggest turnoff for 2024 is ugliness.
Like personal ugliness?
Kind of, like
beauty ugliness.
It says that Libras are apparently hypersensitive to ugliness of any measure, whether it be harsh words, bad manners, loud chewing, dirty carpets, fluorescent lighting. It literally says be pretty or be banished.
Tracy texted in. She said she's a Libra. So Tracy, I hope you heard
that. Tracy, I'm scared of you. Why?
Okay, so around like 4:45 today, we were talking about how you and I both, I think we've gotten to that age that we just like simpler things. And simpler things for us is having date night at home versus going out to restaurants and, you know, going out to the movies and bowling. And yes, we do like to do that, but now we're like, not every date has to consist of that now. You know, we can stay home and date night can be playing video games or watching a movie, or we just up our dinner one night and we do crab legs or steak instead of the normal chicken nuggets and french fries. You know what I mean? Like, I eat those every day.
Those are good too. I'm not going to lie. I will take that too.
Especially if they're the dinosaur shaped ones.
Oh, even better than the smiley face fries.
I know.
Those are great. Sometimes though, it's nice to just up the ante. And I feel like you always hear people like, oh, I was out on this date. And then I feel like at our age, we're like, okay, I know how much that costs. Mm-hmm. I don't really like leaving my house because that means I have to get ready. That means I have to put clothes on. It's cold outside. There's a million reasons why I'm like, I'm fine with spending the weekend at home.
Yeah.
That I'm cool with, like, us just doing a little
date night in.
Yeah, I want to think of a word like staycation, but stay date.
A station.
we're working on that one still.
We gotta figure it out. Okay, so if your boyfriend texted you right now and was like, hey, Taylor, what do you think about doing a date night in tonight? Like, what would you think that would consist of?
Because
I've got my ideas, but I would like to hear your ideas. And I don't care who goes first, but I got some ideas.
What would I want the date night in to be? Mm-hmm. I would want him to say that we're cooking something together. Because we kind of do that anyways, but some nights he kind of takes control of it if it's like something he's good at cooking, and some nights it's me. So it would be fun to do like a new recipe together that's maybe a little fancier.
It is so much more fun when we're together in the kitchen.
Yes.
100%.
I really do enjoy cooking. So if he was like, I found a new recipe, we're going to do it together. And then, I don't know, like maybe watch a movie that we both have wanted to see or something, run it off Amazon Prime or something. I'm simple. You know, that's all it takes. Maybe if I walked in and he had a new pair of fuzzy socks for me, I would be happy. That's a great date night.
Okay. I always think of like, I want to bring out like my inner child, or I just want to be a kid for one night. Mm. And that is like the funnest date night for me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would agree. Let's make dinner together in the kitchen or something. And then let's watch a movie or video games, or we do board games, whatever it is. I don't care what the activity is, but I want us to be in pajamas. Let's get in our favorite cozy pajamas.
Okay.
And then let's just eat junk food. Like candy. Yeah. Like let's stay up late and eat like gummy worms. Ooh.
If you stopped at the gas station on the way home and you got what you know is my favorite ice cream, immediately it's a date night in my opinion.
Yes, 100%. I just want to act like a kid for a night. Like no phones, no bills are due. I don't have to go to work tomorrow. We are acting like we are 12 years old and we're having a sleepover. That's a date night for me. Oh my God, I would die. I would die.
She's into the finer things, can't you tell?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.